Hello, good morning. This is Stirling, St. Ninian's Community Church in Stirling. My name is Jason Bazanke. I am reading on the podcast for the Lent, the King Who Saves for Lent. I'm going to be reading from John chapter 1, from verse 9 to verse 14. And the word of God says, "The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, not of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Amen. I look at this word and I'm just going to go through it, which is verse 9. It says, "The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world." Verse 10, "He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him." Amen. I look at our society today, and I see that the true light that gives light to every man did come into the world, even though that says was coming into the world. I believe that Jesus did come into the world. I believe that the world didn't recognize him. No different than many times when Jesus is there standing, knocking on our hearts, in our darkest moments, in our situations when we're deep in thought. He's trying to guide us. He's trying to help us. But we don't recognize him. We just don't see God. We just don't see that Jesus is there trying to teach us. He's trying to show us the way. He's trying to give us life. Because we're so wrapped up in our own folly, our own destruction, our own situations that we have. At first, he came to the Jewish people, and they put him on the cross. They didn't receive him, which opened the doorway for us people who are Gentiles, who were far away from God, who don't know much about God, were very far away. He gave us the right to be children of God. And when we start listening to God, we start listening to what the word was about, how the word came to give us life, to give us light, because that true light that gives life to all people was now in the world. And at one time in my life, it was never in my life. I knew about Jesus. I understood that he died on a cross. For me, it was okay. People who went to church were people who are old people. That was the way I looked at church. Till as society and my situations in life, because I grew up and I got involved in drugs and crime, and I've been in prisons, and I've done many, many wrong things in life. I can see society today with all the sexually immoral things going on, the drugs that is going on, the violence that's going on, the fornication from people to people and things like this. I can see that the world doesn't recognize Jesus. And Jesus just wants us to know the truth and to be set free from all the things that is destruction, to help us. And he gives us the right to be children of God. And it's not because of our mothers and fathers. It's not because a man and a woman choose to have sexual interactions. It's to do that God is there wanting to help us, to help us to start afresh, to accept the Son who came to save us by dying on the cross, by loving us, by taking our sins, by taking our punishments, by taking everything that we deserve on the cross and dying for our sins. So when he died, Jesus, who was the light, who was the truth, died and rose again. And in that life, and in that life, when he came from the darkness to the light again, he gave us light. And those people who are the Gentiles, who are far away and don't know nothing about God, he wanted to give us the right to be children of God. And the children of God was not born, like I said, through natural. It was a spiritual thing, that something happened to us once we opened the door and asked Jesus to come into our lives, to help us, to support us. Because no greater is anybody that he laid down his life for his friends. No one is any greater than that. There's not a greater thing you can do for anyone but to give your life for somebody else's life. And Jesus calls us friends. He loved us with a love that is pure. It's sincere. And he died. He spilled his blood for our sins. And he wants us to accept him so we can have life and have life in abundance. God loves us so much that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus, who was the light of the world. We were born again. We were born again. We had a fresh start. We have a new life. And God teaches us not to be religious people, but to be people who can love one another. That we can understand God. We can love God for what he's done for us. And we could love one another. We could help one another. Because we're not born in a natural way. The natural way is not to love one another. The natural way is to sort of, you hit me and I'm going to see what I can do to you. Because we have this bitterness within us. But when that word becomes to be in our lives, it starts helping us to have a life in abundance. The word becomes to be on our flesh. So that means the word of God becomes to be our flesh. Jesus becomes to be in our flesh because the Spirit of God guides us and we get to see the glory of God. We get to see that. He came from the Father, Jesus. He came from Father God, the creator of all things, to teach us the way, the truth, and the life. Who was God as a man, a natural human being, teaching us the way, the truth, and the life. I'll give you a perfect example. Before I knew Jesus, I was in drugs, crime, like I've said before, being in prisons, violence, sexual immoral in many different things. But God gave me life because he came to my life. He even brought healing to my life from bitterness, from physical gangrene, where I shouldn't have two legs, but I do today. Not that you can see on the podcast, but I have a life. And when I accepted Jesus, he made me reborn again. He gave me a fresh start. And through that fresh start, I've been in many countries around the world, helping people, helping children, but not my love, but with the love that God has given me. Because God renews something within us. And then what he's also done with my life, he's also given me a beautiful wife, beautiful children, lovely home, nice community, lovely family in Christ. This church we go to now is a beautiful church. He's given me everything I possibly could need. Because he was the truth And he was the one who gave light in my darkness in my world. My world was full of many things. I was even homeless. And when Jesus came knocking, I knew by my life being in destruction that I needed help. And my help came from God. I lifted my eyes and I started looking to God. And he starts helping me. And he starts nourishing me. He starts giving me life. Because he was the light and that true light who was full of grace, full of mercy, to give life. And that's what Jesus wants to give each one of us today. He came to save. He was the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He was the creator of all things. But yet he came to save us by dying on the cross, by rising again. And in this Lent time when we come for the Easter, I think that God just wants us to find life and give us life. It's not about religion. I used to see people speaking about religion. It's not about religion. It's about teaching you a new life and something new could happen to you. You don't need drugs. You don't need all kinds of drink. You don't need to have all kinds of money. All you need is a pure heart before God, to follow the precepts, the ways that God wants to teach us. And all of us can have a better future, because God have plans to give us hope and a future, and to give us prosperity. And I just ask each one of us today to accept the Lord as he's here knocking. Because that word wants to become flesh. It wants to become life. It wants to become that. Everything that we need in life, he wants to give us. Because Jesus is our friend. And he loves us. And he wants to lay down his life for you and for me, which he has done. And he wants to give us it in abundantly. Me, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the gutter and he stead me on a stead place. And that was with Jesus. And today Jesus wants to give life to every single one of us and every single one of you. And I accept the Lord in my life because I know without him, I am lost. But I know with him, I have the victory. I have the victory in life that can take me away from drugs, drinking, fornication, lying, cheating, prisons. He's the God who saves. He's the God who helps us. God is not anything we can make up. It's something spiritual, but it becomes to be our flesh and in our flesh if we accept the true word. And the true light that came to give life for all people, for all man, once we accept the Lord in our lives. Amen. I would like us to pray at this moment. Father, we thank you for the life that you came to teach us. We thank you for you being the light of the world, to give us life, to give us life in abundance. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you helped us in our moments of despair, our moments of doubt, our moments of situations that we could not hold ourselves, Lord. But you raised us up. You raised us to be born again, to be living a new life, to beginning a new way, to knowing the truth and to be set free, Lord. We thank you for all your grace, for all your mercy. We thank you, Father, for your anointment for each one of us. And we just pray that you take away all wrongs in each one of us, that you help us to have that life and life in abundance. And we thank you, Jesus, for saving each one of us, for helping each one of us, and for being there for us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross that you died on. Thank you for the life that you give us, for the blood that you spilt. We pray that you wash us, that you help us, forgive us, and help us to walk by your grace and your mercy in each day comes to pass. In Jesus' holy name, we ask and pray.